Ready Mix Concrete, well, they're U.S. Concrete. We know them as Ready Mix, though. Really set the world on fire today. We saw the earnings come out. We reported the earnings, and oh, my gosh, they're just terrible. It's a bad miss. However, the stock went up 11%. Clearly, the CEO, Bill Sandbrook, is a silver-tongued devil, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for the introduction.
Well, it was either that or I don't know how to read numbers. Your stock's up $11 on what looks to be an earning miss. Tell me what's going on.
Well, it's very simple. On days that it's not raining in Dallas and New York, we're having record volume days. On days that it's raining in New York and Dallas, you just can't ship ready-mix concrete, so we have no sales. And a lot of our what used to be variable costs, i.e. drivers, when it was raining, you used to be able to send drivers home and you didn't have to pay them for that day. Now in the days that drivers are short, you have to guarantee them 40 hours a week in Texas, for instance, and your what used to be variable costs now become semi-fixed. So when it rains, not only are you not selling, but you're incurring these costs that aren't absorbed. You know, I want to give you some specifics here. In July, which is the first month of this quarter, our shipments were 21% over the same July in 2017.
Wow.
In August, those shipments over 17 were 10% more than the previous year. And in September, because of all the rain, the 12 inches of rain we had in Dallas, our shipments were down 11%. That combination masked the underlying strength of our core businesses in California, Texas, and New York.
I would guess the good thing, though, is the business is still going to be there. The demand's still going to be there. It's not as though, you know, they say, oh, well, we'll go build this, you know, we'll go build the Toyota headquarters in, you know, in Nebraska instead, and you lose the business.
No, it's just deferred to private to the subsequent periods, but you know, Wall Street's driven by short-term earnings, and that's why you have quarterly calls and dialogues with investors. And unfortunately, they fail to see the long term at times because of these anomalies that, such as weather, impacted our results.
There's just so much going on. I mean, you know, your I guess a third of your business comes down here, and we watched all that West. The legacy development that you were in, and the Union downtown, and I know you're working in LaGuardia in New York, and you're in California, so I guess you're going to get some business out of the Olympics that have been announced out there too.
Well, actually, we just announced that we've doubled our capacity at our Long Beach terminal to ship aggregates down from our Polaris acquisition in British Columbia, and that's right in the heart of the Olympic area in Los Angeles. And those are revenues and profits that only started coming to us since last November. So those are going to be very accretive and very additive. You know, they have a big referendum in California to repeal SB1, and SB1 was voted on and is going to bring about $5 billion a year in additional infrastructure spending, and thus about $50 billion over a 10-year period. And they're voting to repeal it on Prop 6, and our polling on Prop 6 right now is that Prop 6 is going to be defeated, and SB1 will continue, and that additional funding stream will continue now for another 9 years.
You know, we've been talking infrastructure, you know, the last year and a half or two, and I know you've been back and forth. You've been working with Washington. You were in Washington at the White House Wednesday again working on this, right?
I was at the White House yesterday, not so much working on infrastructure, but on working on workforce development, on training and retraining and educating our workforce for the new challenges and jobs that will be ahead. And it was a very, very invigorating day at the White House yesterday.
Well, do you have a sense that this initiative to replace the aging infrastructure and all the bridges that are about to fall down across the lower 48, is that ever going to take hold?
I am optimistic that we will have movement on that in 2019, despite or in spite of whichever party holds the Senate and the House. If you remember, I was very optimistic, and everybody was very optimistic, and many stocks took the Trump bump when he was elected in our space because of his commitment to infrastructure. But they they have proceeded in a very measured approach, maybe not nearly as fast as those in industry would have liked, but they started with regulatory reform, moved on to tax reform, then have been overcome by events leading up to this election, so they couldn't get a bipartisan bill passed. But it's the next big legislative accomplishment or administration's accomplishment that is on the radar screen for the White House. And I can make arguments for both sides that Republicans in the Senate and House have a great probability of passing it. And I can make another case that a divided Senate and House has just as much probability as passing it. So I'm optimistic for next year.
So as you sit right now, is the pipeline still filling up? I mean, business, you know, construction has been at such a fevered pace. Can it continue?
It's definitely continuing in Dallas, as you started the monologue. As projects like the Union are completed, other projects up towards Legacy, up in Plano, Frisco, McKinney, and now there's great growth down south too in Midlothian with a Google project in south of Dallas. I'm very bullish there. I just traveled out to West Texas. They're just as bullish in West Texas. Prop 7 in Texas now is going to be funded, and another $2 to $3 billion in infrastructure money just coming from state funded initiatives. California, these high tech companies in Silicon Valley have so much money to spend, and they're willing to spend it on their own infrastructure and office campuses. And I am bullish on New York. The best days of New York are not behind them, I guarantee you.
Boy, especially if you can single-handedly fix LaGuardia, because that's one depressing place to fly into.
We're working on it, not single-handedly, but we are working on that project.
Bill Sadbrook is the chairman, the president, and the CEO of Euless-based U.S. Concrete, which, of course, we all know is ReadyMix. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
All right, David. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.